WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Stephanie Officer. It looks like a return to full-out war for Israel and Gaza, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in a statement saying if Hamas does not release hostages, they will return to fighting and have already done so with force. EVs take much longer to charge than their gas counterparts, but now a Chinese manufacturer could change.
3, 2, 1. Nimmo back at the track. Gone.
Doll on the track, doll at the wall. Goodbye. Home run.
Fly ball right field. Hit a ton. We're tied.
It's time for baseball on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance. Today, the Cactus Crew take on the Seattle Mariners.
Back at the track, looking up, it is way gone. Over the batter's eye and out of here for William Contreras.
The pitch is hit in the air into left field with some carry. Backing up Luciano onto the track. Luciano at the wall, it is gone.
Webb throws and a fly ball. Center field back again and gone again for Hoskins.
Now it's time for the On Deck Show, built by Menards on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Beautiful day for baseball in Peoria, Arizona, as the Brewers and Seattle Mariners get ready to rock and roll for the final time in Cactus League action. Hi, everybody. Jeff Levering with you alongside is Lane Grindle, and our producer and engineer is Kent Sommerfeld. Final game of three between the Brewers and the Mariners. The crew will send right-hander Elvin Rodriguez to the mound against Mariners right-hander Brian Wu. We crank up the on-deck show built by Menards when we come back on the Brewers Radio Network.
Hey, Brewers fans. Scott Peck, broker with Addison Jones. Our agent's passion goes beyond helping you buy and sell your homes. We are also devoted to giving back to the community. From supporting local charities to sponsoring youth sports teams, Addison Jones is committed to having a positive impact on the areas we serve. So when you're ready to buy, sell, or build a home, choose Addison Jones. Call any of our amazing agents for more information at 920-235-0095. Addison Jones Real Estate. Your home, your community, our commitment.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Valley's home for Brewer baseball is on WISS, 98.3 FM and 96.5 FM at Appleton, and AM 1100.
WTMJ.
Back with you from Peoria Sports Complex here in Peoria, Arizona, as we continue with the On Deck Show built by Menards. It's time for the starting lineups, presented by Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now. Supporting Wisconsin's critical infrastructure, visit WIIN at wisconsininfrastructure.com. The Brewers lineup this afternoon looks like this. Leading off in center field, Sal Frelick. Batting second is the third baseman, Vinny Capra. Oliver Dunn gets the start at DH today. He bats third. Cleanup batter is the first baseman, Jake Bowers. Isaac Collins, he is in left field today. Batting sixth in right field is Manuel Margot. Caleb Durbin will bat seventh at second base. Batting eighth is the catcher, Jorge Alfaro. And batting ninth is the shortstop, Andrew Monasterio. Again for the Brewers, Frelick, Capra, Dunn, Bowers, Collins, Margot, Durbin, Alfaro, and Monasterio. And on the mound for the Brewers this afternoon is right-hander Elvin Rodriguez. The Mariners lead off with Victor Robles in center field. Batting second is the first baseman, Luke Raley. Cal Raleigh bats third. He's the catcher. Cleanup batter is Randy Arozarena in left field. Mitch Garver is the designated hitter. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Donovan Solano. In right field and batting seventh, Dominic Canzone. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Dylan Moore. And batting ninth is the second baseman, Ryan Bliss. Again for the Mariners, Robles, Raley, Raleigh, Arozarena, Garver, Solano, Canzone, Moore, and Bliss. And on the mound for Seattle is Brian Wu. Our umpire lineup is presented by Cannon and Dumphy since 1985. They've been leading the way, recovering over $1 billion for clients for fairness on the field and justice off of it. Trust Cannon and Dumphy. Crew chief Chris Guccione is at home plate this afternoon. On the bases, Tripp Gibson, Austin Jones, and Edwin Jimenez. Brewers and Mariners, Cactus League game number 25 of the spring is just around the corner. On the On Deck Show, built by Menards, on the Brewers Radio Network.
Milwaukee Brewers Baseball is brought to you by Sitco, Miller Lite, Concordia University of Wisconsin, Usinger's Famous Sausage, American Family Insurance, Menards, Prevea Health, Construction Business Group, Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, Delta Dental, Quick Trip, Woodman's Food Market, Pops Tire, West Bend Insurance, The Silver Lining, U.S. Cellular, Carbless, Island Resort and Casino, Fellow Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, Cousin Subs, Potawatomi Sportsbook, Cedar Crest Ice Cream, Wisconsin Biofuels, Wisconsin Laborers District Council, and Wisconsin Dental Association on the Brewers Radio Network.
Save big on your next landscaping project now at Menards. Whether you're shopping for edgers, pavers, or wall blocks, we have the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscaping blocks ready to take home today. Plus, get fast, free estimates using our landscape design program in-store or on Menards.com. Save big on all landscape blocks when you shop at Menards. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals.
Save big money at Menards.
Brewers fans, with Us Mode from U.S. Cellular, you can keep your eye on the ball, not on your screen. Whether you're inside the stadium, tailgating in the lots, or listening to the game at home, U.S. Cellular wants you to focus on genuine connections with your family, friends, and fellow Brewers fans. That means at game time, you should do less scrolling and more cheering. So eliminate distractions and build connections by setting your phone to Us Mode, because game day is for cheering on the Brew Crew with your crew. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
Milwaukee Brewers Baseball is brought to you by Sitco, Miller Lite, it's Miller time, Concordia University of Wisconsin, Usinger's Famous Sausage, Usinger's in Baseball, it's just not summer without them, American Family Insurance, Menards, Prevea Health, Construction Business Group, Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, Delta Dental, Quick Trip, Woodman's Food Markets, Pomp's Tire, West Bend Insurance's Silver Lining, U.S. Cellular, built for us. Carbless, a premium ready-to-drink cocktail. Island Resort and Casino. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Cousin Subs. Potawatomi Sportsbook. Cedar Crest Ice Cream. Wisconsin Biofuels. Wisconsin Laborers District Council. And Wisconsin Dental Association.
And we wrap up the On Deck Show, built by Menards, here in Peoria. Time for the injury report. It is presented by the Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference in a couple of injuries this week we're keeping an eye on. Of course, Tobias Myers with that oblique situation over at Tempe the other day. It does appear he will begin the year on the injured list, but the Brewers feel like it will be a minimal stay and a fairly minor situation with Tobias. And, of course, Bryce Turang. Brewers still feel like he'll be ready to go by opening day, but just a little soreness in that shoulder, so he is shut down for a couple of days. MRI did not show any structural issues, so should be okay in the near future for Bryce Turang. We drive around the league. It's presented by Construction Business Group, Wisconsin operating engineers and trusted contractors, building Wisconsin together. And, of course, there is a regular season game to report on. It was the Dodgers winning over the Cubs
very, very early this morning for those of us here in Arizona. Started at 3 a.m. this morning, local time here. It was not here in Phoenix, though. It was in Japan. 4-1 Dodgers win over the Cubs. The Brewers are in a tie for first place in the NL Central. And with the play-by-play, here's Jeff Levering.
Man, first place feels good, Lane. A reminder, this copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Milwaukee Brewers Baseball Club. May not be reproduced, retransmitted in any form. The accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Milwaukee Brewers Baseball Club. Message also brought to you by the Boucher Automotive Group. Visit them today at Boucher.com. Sal Frelick digs in. Big right-hander Brian Wu ready to go. And his first pitch is a strike. And off we go from Peoria Sports Complex. 69 degrees at first pitch today. Wind whipping from foul pole to foul pole, left to right. Wu, a deep breath, and coming back on 0-1. That's low and in the dirt. One ball and one strike. First pitch of Brewers baseball is brought to you by Carbless. Premium cocktails in a can. Stop at your local grocer. Stock up for your game or for your next tailgate. Carbless, this is more. One ball, one strike on Sal Frelick, having a good spring. Pitch to him is fouled back just to our left. And it's a one ball and two strike count. Frelick hitting 389. He's homered a couple of times and driven in eight. Today, starting in center field. Played all over the field in Cactus League action so far. Here's the 1-2. And it's a called third strike on the inside corner. One away. Vinny Capra's the hitter. Capra certainly stating his case to be on the opening day roster. He's played great at third. We've seen him at second base. We've seen him at shortstop. He's one off the Cactus League lead in homers, too. He's got five home runs this spring. Wu's first pitch to him misses high for ball one. Reese Hoskins leading the way in terms of homers down in Arizona. He and Gavin Sheets of the San Diego Padres, formerly of the White Sox. 1-0, swing and a miss, and it's one ball and one strike. Oliver Dunn on deck. He's today's DH for Pat Murphy's Brewers. Wu set again. His wide and 1-1. Swing and a miss. A fastball in the outside corner. One ball and two strikes. Defensively for Seattle, it's a Rosarena, Robles, and Canzone. Left to right in the outfield. Solano, Moore, Bliss, and Rayleigh. Third to first on the infield, and Cal Raleigh does the catching. 1-2 from Wu. Lined into right field, sinking fast at a base hit for Vinny Capra. Comes with two strikes on him. The Brewers have the first hit of the game. First inning of Brewers baseball is brought to you by Quick Trip. Sweeten your game with delicious Nature's Touch ice cream from Quick Trip, proud partner of Brewers baseball. Oliver Dunn hitting just a shade under 350 this spring. Homered twice, driven in three. Pitch to Dunn, lined on the left field line, a fair ball. Capra's going to take third. Dunn puts on the brakes at first. Runners are on the corners, and Capra stopped, as a matter of fact. So he will just be at second base. He thought about moving towards third. Rosarena was right there, and Capra said, "Nah, I'm good. We'll stay put at second base." Jake Bowers is the hitter. He's a cleanup hitter today for the Brewers. Clean up any home damage with Loyal Family. South Milwaukee, Oak Creek, and across the state. Don't let the out-of-towners handle it. Call locally owned Loyal Family Renovations for free inspection today. Wu steps off the back of the rubber and digs back in. One disengagement. Capra and Dunn. At second and first, respectively. The pitch home is a ball. Fastball at 94. Missed below the zone. One ball, no strikes. This is a ballpark that is equipped with the automatic ball strike system, so we'll have some challenges today, I'm sure. 1-0 on Bowers, the pitch. It is a strike right at the bottom of the zone. Ball and a strike on Bowers. He's homered twice and driven in seven this spring. One one coming. Swing and a miss, and Bowers is down in the count 1-2. That was a changeup. Today's the kind of day for a left-handed batter that if you pull one in the air, it's got a shot to go. If you're a right-handed hitter, get it up into the air to the opposite field. Also, good opportunity for it to travel. Capper dancing at second. The throw goes that way, and it's late. Dylan Moore, the shortstop, sneaking in behind Capra. That's the second disengagement for Wu. Two hits for the Brewers in this opening inning. Crowd still filing in. 1-2 pitch. Hit in the air, shallow left, and that's a base hit. They're going to send Capper around third. A Rosarena's throw home all the way through. The tag is in time. Capra's out. Good throw from Rosarena. A couple of skips, but Raleigh was right there to make the catch and apply the tag on Vinny Capra. So the Brewers with three straight hits, but a man thrown out at home. And for his efforts for Rosarena, Victor Robles took his glove and threw it at his chest. Nice throw, meat. Can't have a good time in spring training. What are you doing anyway? So two away, still no runs across, and Isaac Collins bats. Step off by Wu. That's his first disengagement of this sequence with Collins. Three singles by the Brewers in this opening inning. Wu checks his runners and throws to Collins, and it's high. One ball and no strikes. Collins, three hits a couple of days ago in Tempe against the Angels, and Collins swings and misses. One ball and one strike at a fastball at 94. Brewers played a long game yesterday in this ballpark against the San Diego Padres. Over 3 hours and 30 minutes. Slugfest. 1-1 misses up and away. Two balls, one strike. What was the final? 14-8? Woof. Good day for offense. Today could be a good day for offense, too. Two balls and a strike on Collins. Pitch from Wu, a breaking ball that caught the upper portion of the strike zone, and it's two balls and two strikes. Slider that just did catch the edge. Wu throws home, and a fly ball hit to right, into the jet stream, back goes the right fielder, and gone. Isaac Collins with a three-run homer with two outs and two strikes in this opening inning. That wind, I told you, it is going to affect some fly balls. That's a routine fly ball to right, and that ball went over the Brewers' bullpen in right field. Four straight hits against Wu, and that one got out by plenty. Every home run hit by the Brewers during the regular season. It's $100 to the Hunger Task Force thanks to Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. Pitch to Manuel Margot. Misses down and away. One ball and no strikes. Making a difference to fight hunger in our community. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. Wu kicks and throws home. And that is on the corner. One ball and one strike. Get it up into the air and let nature take care of the rest. That's what that home run ball from Isaac Collins was. 1-1 pitch. Popped him up. Wrong side of the field. This one to left, and it's going to drift into almost direct center field for Victor Robles. He makes the catch. And that ends the inning. Collins blasts a three-run homer. We'll see Elvin Rodriguez when we come back. 3-0 Brewers on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Hey, Brewers fans. Dreaming of a home that hits it out of the park? Look no further than Signature Homes, premier home builder in the Oshkosh area. Our custom-built homes feature the latest designs tailored to fit your lifestyle. From luxurious kitchens to spacious living areas, every detail is crafted with care. Visit SignatureHomesAJ.com and explore the Ideas Gallery. Ready to step up to the plate? Call any of our amazing agents for more information at 920-235-0095. Let's make it happen.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Holler House is home to the two oldest sanction lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. The pins still set by people? Swear and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Valley's home for Brewer baseball is on WISS, 98.3 FM and 96.5 FM in Appleton, and AM 1100.
The mall.
Three to nothing as we go to the bottom half of the first inning. Elvin Rodriguez is on the mound for the Brewers. Two and a third innings, four runs, five hits his last time out against the Angels. Struck out one, that was back on the 8th of March. Had a batter violation in terms of the pitch timer, so he's down in the count all one before Rodriguez even throws a pitch, and here comes that opening pitch, and it's high and wide. One ball and one strike on Victor Robles, longtime Washington National. Another opportunity with Seattle. 1-1 pitch, and it's inside. Two balls and a strike. Luke Raley to follow, and then Cal Raleigh. First three in the order for Seattle. Rodriguez 2-1, swing and a miss. Big fastball, and Robles come up empty. It's two balls and two strikes. Deep and straight away in the outfield for Robles. 2-2 pitch. Ground ball hit to third. Staying down on it, that's Capra. Throws on to first. One up and one down. The rest of the defensive alignment today, heard from Capra. He's at third. Monasterio makes the start at short. Caleb Durbin's at second. Jake Bowers is at first base. Outfield is Collins, Frelick, and Margot, left to right. And Jorge Alfaro doing a ton of catching this week. He's behind the plate. First one to Raley. And that's strike one. Alfaro caught the whole game against the Athletics. That was on Saturday. He came into the ball game after Contreras started a couple days ago on Sunday. And this one popped up. Wind is going to push it back into the field of play. Capra coming in. Now in fair territory makes the catch for out number two. Both umpires are looking at each other. What do we want to signal? It doesn't matter. It's an out regardless. But is it a foul out or a normal pop-up in fair territory? On a normal day, that's 10 or 15 rows into the seats. Today, that ball ended up in fair territory. Going to be an adventure on balls in the air in Peoria. Two gone for Cal Raleigh. Curveball for a strike. So Raleigh to Raleigh. And a Rosarena next, maybe. Two outs, here comes the 0-1. Raleigh in the air, right field. But it's going to be caught by Margot. Off the end of the bat. Still almost got to the warning track. Easy inning, 1-2-3 for Elvin Rodriguez. We go to the second. 3-0 Brewers on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
With all the money you can save on gas when you use the Club Citgo Rewards app, you're good to go. But good to go where? Good to go fly first class?
Hot towel.
Cool. Good to go to the opera. Good to sit ringside at a boxing match. Good to go salsa dancing? Tap dancing? Or polka dancing? Download Citgo's money-saving Club Citgo app today. The easiest way to save money on fuel. Now you're good to go.
Usinger's has been making America's finest sausage for over 140 years. Flash frozen and vacuum packed, Usinger's fresh brats are styrofoam free and will stay for 6 months in your freezer. And because there's no air in the package, there's no need for chemical preservatives. Usinger's fresh brats are the freshest and most additive-free you will find. Enjoy some this summer with all of our other great Link products. Our backpack sausage seals in flavor and leaves out chemicals. Remember, if it's got the elf on the label, you've got quality on the table.
Drum roll, please!
Carb Bliss is here with refreshing new flavors.
Introducing their Tropical Bliss Variety Pack. Let the summertime flavors of blood orange, watermelon, raspberry, and grapefruit whisk you away from the winter blues. New flavors, same great Carb Bliss perks. Every handcrafted cocktail still has zero sugar, zero carbs, and just 100 calories. Find the Tropical Bliss Variety Pack in store wherever Carb Bliss is sold and enjoy your winter passport to paradise. Grab a pack today and discover why Bliss is more with Carb Bliss.
How can you not be romantic about this?
Back, track, gone!
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
Second inning in Peoria. Brewers leading the Mariners 3-0. Brian Wu back at it. Jason Lane, a late start to get out to his third base coaching position. So Caleb Durbin digs in now as Lehner gets out to third. Durbin waits. First pitch from Wu. A strike on the inside corner. And it's 0-1. We've been trying to tell you to try that Pine River cold pack cheese spread. Have you not done it yet? Have you not heeded our, not warnings, but our suggestions? It's so good. Get on it if you haven't, because it's the best, right?
I back you up 100% on that.
Not only is it tasty, but it's award-winning. Proof is in the pudding, or in this case, the cheese spread. There's a breaking ball high, two balls and a strike. Goes great with Usinger's brats. Ditch the bun. Just go all natural with that Usinger's and some Pine River cold pack cheese spread. 2-1 pitch. Off the fist into shallow left and down for a base hit for Caleb Durbin. Hit number 5 for the Brewers, a leadoff single off the bat of Durbin. Now it's Jorge Alfaro. Whatever you do, just make sure you finish it off with some Cedar Crest ice cream, get a quart and get a pint, whatever you want. It's all delicious. Delicious from Cedar Crest. Jorge Alfaro, here's the pitch, and it's a ground ball to second. That should be 2-4-6, and not in time. Caleb Durbin with a really good slide over at second base. There was no contact, but Durbin did enough to interrupt the potential throw from Moore, almost threw a palm ball over to first base. One hop, didn't have a lot of juice behind it. So a fielder's choice for Alfaro, and Andrew Monasterio, who's hitting a cool 440, is at the plate. First one to Monasterio. Slap foul down the right field side. And the count is 0-1. Brewers baseball also brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Great taste, only 96 calories. It's Miller time. Brian Wu throws to the plate, swing and a miss, throw behind the runner at first, not in time. Alfaro dives back in. Very close play, no challenges. Yes, you can challenge balls and strikes, but not plays on the bases. 0-2 on Andrew Monasterio. Playing at shortstop today. 0-2 pitch. Fly ball into center. Now the wind has it. It's going to peel towards right center. Robles struggling with the sun, and the wind makes the catch. And back to first goes Alfaro. Fly out to center field, and now Sal Frelick is the hitter. Make sure you suit up this season at the MLB Shop by going to MLBShop.com. Largest selection of authentic jerseys, caps, hoodies, T-shirts, so much more. Visit MLBShop.com, the official source for your Brewers gear. Plenty of it. Old stuff, new stuff, retro stuff. First pitch, and Frelick hits it foul behind home plate, and it's 0-1. I was in the team store the other day looking at some different items. Great spring training gear down here, stuff you don't necessarily get back in Milwaukee. But these you can get in Milwaukee, the sweatshirts that have the different types of fabric on them. As the pitch, a line drive caught by the second baseman ends the inning. He'll take a piece of a sleeve from one sweatshirt, put it on another sweatshirt, maybe the pocket of a sweatshirt, put it on. It's a collab, as they call it.
A smorgasbord of sweatshirts.
It's pretty cool. Pretty cool. Check them out. Check them out. Brewers had a runner on. Strand him there. Bottom of the second inning. 3-0 Milwaukee on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Hey, ready to sweeten your game? It's time for Quick Trip's Nature's Touch Ice Cream. Ooh, making moves like the starting lineup of a championship team. Whether you're gearing up for the big game, celebrating a win, or just looking for a sweet break in the action. Chocolate, vanilla, cookies and cream, mint chocolate chip, and more. Yeah, there's no such thing as a bad pick. So why wait? Flavor doesn't scoop itself. Get your hands on your winning Nature's Touch Ice Cream flavor today. Only at Quick Trip.
Miller Lite is brewed with great taste and only great taste.
The Miller Brewing Company would like to issue a correction. Miller Lite is brewed to be less filling. What are you doing here?
Miller Lite tastes great.
Look, I'm just reading the script. It says less filling.
That's not what my script says.
Well, mine says...
We'd like to apologize for the previous announcers. Miller Lite is in fact less filling and tastes great. Time to shine, legal guy.
Celebrate responsibly. Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Beer, 96 calories and 3.2 grams carbs per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
When you choose Blue Moon, everything becomes brighter. Every sip of their Belgian-style wheat ale is crafted with Valencia orange peel and coriander. Plus, try the new Blue Moon Light and Blue Moon Non-Alcoholic. Blue Moon Light is a wheat beer brewed with real tangerine peel for exceptional taste at only 95 calories. And Blue Moon Non-Alcoholic is everything you love about Blue Moon without the alcohol. Check your local stores for Blue Moon. Made brighter. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Blue Moon Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
American Family Insurance is always a great call. That's because their agents are always there to protect your dreams.
Bottom of the second inning starts with Randy Arozarena for the Seattle Mariners. Rodriguez threw just 8 pitches in the first. And went 1-2-3 through Seattle. First one is wide on Arozarena. 1 ball and no strikes. 3-0 Milwaukee on a 3-run homer from Isaac Collins. Arozarena, check swing, ground ball hit to short. Monasterio has it, throws to first. Arozarena didn't get out of the box very well, to say the least. One away. That was almost a... Willie Mays Hayes from Major League type of check swing and an ooh! And then barely got out of the box. If you know what I'm talking about, that's what it looked like.
He didn't start doing push-ups.
Yeah, he did not. Monasterio able to make the play easily. One away. Mitch Garver will take a ball off the outside corner. Last time the Brewers saw the Mariners, Garver wore a foul, or a pitch, I should say, off of his wrist and got hurt. Had to leave the game. Good to see him back in a week later. The 1-0 is a ball high. 2 balls, no strikes. Also getting injured in that game was Mariners broadcaster Rick Riz. He is doing much better. To the training staff from Seattle, as well as the Brewers medical staff at American Family Fields of Phoenix took great care of him after he got a foul ball off the side of his head last week. Got hit in the head and he was broadcasting the next half inning. Says he's feeling great.
Iron Man.
2-1 to Garber. It is a strike. 2 balls, 2 strikes. It was Reese Hoskins who hit the foul ball, and Rick said, okay, I do a charity thing every year. We've raised almost $1 million for the last couple of years for this charity. I need a signed bat from Reese Hoskins, and I need a baseball from Reese Hoskins. There's a swing and a miss and a strikeout of Mitch Garver, ortho ASAP strikeout number 1 for Rodriguez. And it brings up Donovan Solano. And Rick Riz told me, I want Reese to sign the ball to Rick Duck. XOXO Reese. So I want 2 of them. Okay. 1 for the auction, 1 for himself. I get it. Solano waits and takes strike 1 from Elvin Rodriguez. No, great to see everybody's doing okay. Solano's been around a long time, originally in the Cardinals system. Pops this up behind home plate. Going to be in front of us. Look out. Oh, almost a great catch right in front of us with a gentleman wearing an Ichiro emerald-colored jersey. Good work by him. There were a couple of young kids that were right there. They had no idea what was coming. And that gentleman reached up and at least got his hand on it.
Looked like he got him on the right palm.
Mm-hmm. And the pitch is up and in on Donovan Solano. See, that's a tough play even for a big leaguer to make. For a catcher, you got to turn around. You're supposed to spin the opposite way. So for a fan in the stands, almost impossible. 1-2 popped up. Foul territory. Alfaro is under it. See, spins and makes the catch. Just as we were talking about, Alfaro did it right. Loses his pitch-com device. He'll go retrieve it. The third baseline and 3 up and 3 down again. Go the Mariners. On our way to the third, 3-0 Brewers on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
At Addison Jones, we can hear the real estate market buzzing. Questions about whether it's a good time to buy, sell, or build. If you're just getting started, go online to visit addisonjones.com. Try our new Price My Home feature. Just enter the address of your home or a home you're interested in. Match the latest technology with our friendly agent's touch. After all, there's no substitute for having a real person giving you really good real estate ideas. For the personal touch and the latest technology, choose Addison Jones. AddisonJones.com.
I'm Shanola Hampton. Every day, millions of people face hunger. Today, I will share with you some of their experiences. I'm stuck between paying for medications or paying for food. John from Maine. After paying my bills, I can buy groceries. It's sad to say, food comes last. Alice from Oregon. I thought pantries were for less fortunate people, but anybody could be less fortunate in a day or even a second. Claire from Virginia. The Feeding America network of food banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. No one should have to worry where their next meal will come from. Together, we can end hunger. Learn more at feedingamerica.org.
The Valley's home for Brewer baseball is on WISS, 98.3 FM and 96.5 FM at Appleton, and AM 1100.
Time for the location near you.
3-0 Brewers in the third, and at this particular point in time, I get to toss it over to Lane Grindle for the play-by-play.
Well, thank you very much, Jeff. Vinny Capper to lead things off for the crew. And Brian Wu brings home the first pitch of the third. Misses up and in. Change up at 91, and it's 1-0 on Vinny Capra. Base hit to right back in the first. He's 1-for-1 today. Wu brings home the pitch, and that's in there for a strike at the very bottom of the zone. And it's 1-1. I don't know if Brian Wu has a nickname amongst the Mariners media contingent, but if I were a Mariners broadcaster, I would call him the Nature Boy. 1-1 is a breaking ball down and away, and it's 2 balls and 1 strike.
Not just Flair?
You could go Flair if you wanted to, too. I would accept that.
Woo!
After his first strikeout, that's what everybody did in the crowd.
Yeah.
So that's caught on, at least.
Oh, there's so much fun you could have with that. The 2-1 pitch to Capra's up and in, and it's 3-1. 3-0 Brewers lead thanks to a 3-run home run from Isaac Collins back in the first inning. As Wu behind in the count against Capra here. 3-1 pitch, and that missed in, and Capra works the leadoff walk. Ortho ASAP, walk right in, Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference, and now here's Oliver Dunn. Dunn has quietly put together a really good camp. He has swung the bat well. Consistent hard contact, really, from the first game of Cactus League play right up until now. Capra gets his lead from first, and Wu brings home the pitch, and Dunn bunts it in the air behind home plate. Sliding catch made by Raleigh on the dirt in front of the backstop for the first out. Nice play by Raleigh to find it quickly and get back there. It was a popped-up bunt, so it wasn't in the air all that long. He had to find it right away, and he did. So there's one away now for Jake Bowers. Bowers with a base hit into left back in the first. Wu working out of the stretch. Lined out towards right. This is going to carry out towards Canzone. He'll make the catch. And there's two outs now for Isaac Collins. Whether you're crossing the state or just going cross town, Club Citgo can save you money on every fill-up along the way, like 3 cents off every gallon every day. When you start with Citgo, you're good to go. So here's Collins, who had that home run back in the first. Wu brings home the pitch, and it's down and in with a fastball. And it's 1-0. Capra still at first after that leadoff walk. Wu. Next pitch will be number 40 for him here this afternoon. And the 1-0 pitch. This is lined out towards left. It's going to carry out to Rosarena. And he makes the catch. And the inning is over. Leadoff walk from Vinny Capra, but nothing else doing for the crew in the top of the third. We go to the bottom of three. Brewers with a 3-0 lead on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Hi, this is Kevin Jones at Addison Jones Real Estate. Whether buying, selling, or building, more people continue to choose the award-winning service and real estate experts at Addison Jones. Thank you for trusting our dedicated group of experienced professionals with all of your real estate needs. Nearly 100 realtors and staff, extremely knowledgeable and with local experience. Visit AddisonJones.com to find your realtor serving Fond du Lac, Oshkosh, Waupun, Green Lake, and the Fox Valley.
Call the Movers.
Waupun Equipment delivers precision technology tailored to your farm. Backed by PTX Trimble's leading guidance and steering, application control, and connectivity products, their team designs the ag tech solution that best fits your needs, regardless of equipment, make, or model. Need a technology checkup? Troubleshooting an issue? Ready for that upgrade? Waupun can help. Visit gritsinc.com or call your nearest location to get started.
Olson Legal Group is a local veteran-owned company with offices in Oshkosh and Berlin. It's always the right time to make an estate plan, and Olson Legal Group covers all your bases. From wills, trust, and non-probate transfers to powers of attorney for financial and health care, Olson Legal Group will ensure your wishes are honored and your loved ones are cared for. Plan today for peace of mind tomorrow. Call Olson Legal Group today at 920-230-7020 or olsonlegalgroup.com.
The Valley's home for Brewer baseball is on WISS, 98.3 FM and 96.5 FM in Appleton, and AM 1100.
Visit TCNB.com to open your account today.
Three nothing Brewers as we go to the bottom of the third inning. Dominic Canzone to lead things off for Seattle against Elvin Rodriguez. And the first pitch from Rodriguez is high with a fastball, and it's 1-0. Canzone hitting .212 on the spring with a home run and three driven in. Rodriguez brings home the pitch, and a check swing on a pitch that missed a little low. Two balls and no strikes as Rodriguez falls behind here. Canzone in the big leagues for 67 games last year with Seattle, with the Diamondbacks before that. 2-0 pitch, and this is lifted into shallow left center. It's going to drop in front of Frelick out there. It's a base hit for Canzone. First hit of the game for Seattle. Been a lot of contact very much like that over the course of this game so far. Wind certainly playing a factor. Little pop-ups behind the bag getting pushed out a little deeper into the outfield. And routine fly balls challenging the wall, if not flying out of here. We've had one home run so far in this game. Doesn't feel like we're done. As Dylan Moore takes a strike at the very bottom of the zone. And it's 0-1. That was a cutter that time from Rodriguez. Alfaro setting up right behind the plate as Rodriguez brings home the pitch, and this is lifted foul and out of play down the right field line. And he works ahead to Dylan Moore. Nothing in two. Canzone at first, nobody out, bottom of the third. In a 3-0 Milwaukee lead. Moore, right-handed hitter. Looks out at Rodriguez. And the 0-2 pitch. Up and in with a fastball, and it's 1-2. A fastball 95 that time from Rodriguez. Good crowd here today in Peoria. The berms are full. Not many empty seats as well. Gorgeous day with a little bit of a breeze. Pitch is down in the dirt. That was a slider that he buried and blocked up the line nicely by Alfaro, so no advance from Canzone. He stays put at first. And it's 2-2 at the plate on Dylan Moore. Rodriguez looks in. Long hold. And with three on the pitch clock, he brings home the pitch, and it's fouled right back towards us. And we stay at 2 balls and 2 strikes. That ricocheted, it hit a spectator down below in the shoulder. She seems to be okay. Two-two pitch. This is fisted towards short. It's over the head of Monasterio and into left field for a base hit. So Canzone stops at second. Moore with a base hit. And now first and second and nobody out for the number 9 hitter, Ryan Bliss. Second baseman, number 1. Well, no dental insurance, but you need dental care? Well, the new Wisconsin Dental Association Dental Savings Club can save you up to 55% from a statewide network of trusted WDA dentists. Join at WDAClub.com. So a little trouble here in the third for Rodriguez after two perfect innings in the first two. First pitch to Bliss is fouled straight back into the net, right in the direction of where that ball just hit our spectator, and everybody in that section flinched, even though the net caught it. I don't blame them. Here's the 0-1 to Bliss. And this is in the air to center, and it's going to drop in front of Frelick. He gets to it quickly, throws all the way through to home. They were not sending the runner. Bases are loaded. Canzone at third, Moore at second, and now Bliss aboard with a single. And the bases are full of Mariners for Victor Robles, the former Washington National. Grounded out to third back in the first inning. He's 0-for-1 today. Chris Hook on his way out for a visit with Rodriguez. Trips to the Mound brought to you by Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Pottawatomie Sportsbook has dozens of sports betting kiosks, a massive video wall seating for over 200, full food menu and bar, VIP seating, and more. It's a sports betting paradise. Bet above the rest. So a little trouble to navigate here for Rodriguez. And Jeff, you know, we always say that you take spring training results with a grain of salt, but the Brewers have some injuries in this rotation, so these are important starts for guys like Rodriguez as we get towards the end of camp.
They really are, and for Rodriguez, a guy who can go multiple innings, he has not given up any hard contact in this inning.
Right.
We talk about it a lot where, as you said, take the results with a grain of salt, but he's made good pitches. The Mariners just finding their way on base, so if he can navigate through this inning, this is a really important start for him.
First pitch to Robles is a slider in the dirt and blocked up the line by Alfaro. It's 1-0. And that's the one thing about an outing in spring training like this where the results you take with a grain of salt, but you do evaluate the swings you're getting against you. And so even if the Mariners push a couple across here, how it's actually evaluated in terms of the team and what the rotation looks like out of the gate are two different things. 1-0's up and in, two balls and no strikes.
How is the stuff coming out of the hands? Are they good swings? Are they not good swings? Or are pitches being barreled? Right now, the stuff is on the corners. That's a good thing for him.
Yeah, pitch quality, right? 2-0 pitch. Swung on and fouled back into the net. It's 2-1. Has fallen behind to a couple of Mariners hitters here in this third inning, and he's got some work to do to get out of this inning. 3-0 lead for the Crew. Robles back into the box. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Breaking ball, swing and a miss. Good slider from Rodriguez. And now the count is even at 2 apiece. You don't need me to tell you that he could really use a strikeout right here. Two-two. Another slider. That one missed away. And the count goes full at 3-2. A strikeout here would really open the door to help him try to get out of this inning. Make it much more manageable. Three-two. And this is lined out to left, and it's going to drop in front of Collins. This is going to get a run home, and the bases will remain loaded for the Mariners as Canzone had to wait for a second just in case that ball carried out to Collins. It did not. Eventually broke for home, and everybody else moved up 90 feet behind him. So four straight hits, and again, not hard contact against Rodriguez. That one hit a little harder out towards left by Robles. And now here's Luke Raley. A 3-1 ball game now, and Raley shoots one foul up the first baseline. It's 0-1. It was smooth sailing through the first two innings for Rodriguez, but he's grinding a little bit here in the third. A 1 to Raley. That's a bouncer towards second. Big hop for Durbin. Flips to short for one. Monasterio back to first in time. 4-6-3. It goes. The run scores from third. That's Dylan Moore. It's a 3-2 ball game, but the Brewers will happily take those two outs. Bliss ends up at third. And he's there with two outs for Cal Raleigh. So a good job of getting the ground ball that he needed and a really good job starting up that double play by Durbin. He had to charge that a little bit. Wasn't sure it was a double play ball off the bat. Brewers did a good job handling it. Swing and a miss from Raleigh, and it's 0-1. So Rodriguez trying to get out of it with just the two runs surrendered. Swing and a miss at a slider. And it's nothing in two. And he's out in front of Raleigh, who flied to right back in the first. Oh, 2. And Raleigh checks on a pitch that missed outside. And it's 1-2. Brewers were here yesterday against the Padres and right back at Peoria Sports Complex this afternoon today against the other tenant, the Seattle Mariners. 1-2 is fouled back and into the stands down in front of us into the left. Raleigh, a couple of home runs this spring. One of the better power hitting catchers in all of baseball. 1-2 pitch, missed up and in. Fastball at 93, and the count evens at 2 balls and 2 strikes on Cal Raleigh. A 3-2 Brewers lead in the bottom of the third. Rodriguez, he's used some pitches this inning. This will be number 44 in the outing. And that is lined foul. That was a curveball that time. It ends up in the Brewers' first base dugout. Count stays at 2-2 on Raleigh.
19 pitches, Lane, to get through the first two innings. 26, and he still needs one more pitch to get out of it at least.
So he's labored a little bit. Brewers have some action up in that bullpen just in case this inning gets extended a little bit more. 2-2. And that one just missed. A little bit outside. Count goes full at 3 balls and 2 strikes. That was a fastball at 94. It was a little bit off the plate. So Chris Guccione got it right. Three, two. This is hammered down the right field line, and it is gone. Just got out over the wall into the Brewers' bullpen. It's a two-run home run for Cal Raleigh, and the Mariners lead it 4-3. His third home run of the spring, and that was a laser. It did not get up, and it did not need the help of the wind. That was a low-line drive that hit the very back of the bullpen, and that's going to be it, at least for this inning, for Rodriguez, as Pat Murphy is on his way out, and he's going to take the baseball from Rodriguez. It is a U.S. Cellular call to the bullpen. They're proud to support the Brew Crew. When the game is on, don't miss your chance to turn off ringers and cheer for dingers. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Rodriguez exits here in the third, still an out to get. Bases clear, a 4-3 Mariners lead on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Brewers fans, with Us Mode from U.S. Cellular, you can keep your eye on the ball, not on your screen. Whether you're inside the stadium, tailgating in the lots, or listening to the game at home, U.S. Cellular wants you to focus on genuine connections with your family, friends, and fellow Brewers fans. That means at game time, you should do less scrolling and more cheering. So eliminate distractions and build connections by setting your phone to Us Mode, because game day is for cheering on the Brew Crew with your crew. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
Attention, recently retired folks. A new adventure is waiting for you at Covison Buses. Many retirees are driving bus for a second career. Bring home an extra income and enjoy a flexible work schedule. Be a positive influence and help the kids in your community. Covison Buses has immediate openings. Starting wages just increased to its highest level. Visit Covison.com. That's Covusen.com for more information and to find a Covison terminal near you.
Now's the time to plan your total experience getaway to the Island Resort and Casino. With over 450 hotel rooms and a luxurious spa, relax in style before diving into nonstop casino action. Watch your favorite teams on the big screens and enjoy great food and drinks at T-Mex Sports Bar, or savor top-tier dining at Horizon Steakhouse. Then amp up your night with live music and comedy. Head to where the big game, big wins, and big fun come together. The Island Resort and Casino.
Craig Yoho takes over on the mound for the Crew. Bases cleared and two outs here in the bottom of the third. It's a 4-3 Mariners lead. And the first pitch to Randy Arozarena misses inside of the two-seamer, and it's 1-0. Yoho's been one of the storylines of camp. It's been fun watching him get in these games as he floats one in there, and it's fouled out of play first base side, and it's 1-1. He's gone sinker, sinker to start up this battle with the Arozarena. You know you're going to see the changeup eventually. And the 1-1. And there it was. And there's a strike. It's 1-2. It is some funky stuff. Swing and a miss. And he made quick work of Randy Arozarena. Man, it is fun watching him pitch. Ortho ASAP strikeout for Yoho. The inning is over. We go to the fourth. It's a 4-3 Mariners lead on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
It's time to clear the air. When you use ethanol in your vehicle, it burns cleaner than regular fuel. But it does more than that. It's better for your engine. It's more affordable. And it supports farmers right here in Wisconsin. And really, don't we all deserve cleaner air? The Wisconsin Biofuels Association encourages you to do your part. Fill up with unleaded 88. It's better for all of us. Learn more at wibiofuels.org.
On the baseball field, the skilled players get paid the most. The same is true in construction. Some of the most skilled players building our roads, solar farms, and stadiums are the men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. If you are ready to step up to a job where you can earn more without college debt and operate equipment like cranes, excavators, bulldozers, and drones, you're ready to join the team of Wisconsin Operating Engineers today at join139.com.
The Island Resort and Casino Stay and Play Golf Packages for 2025 are